AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is in La Crosse, Wisconsin to push for his infrastructure bill.
America has always been propelled into the future by landmark national investments. Investments that only the government has the capacity to make.
The president hopes the trip will boost the bipartisan agreement that is held together in large part by the promise of millions of new jobs. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has not yet said whether he will support it. President Biden will be going to Surfside, Florida Thursday. Crews are searching through debris again today of a collapsed condo building. 150 people are unaccounted for. 11 people died. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says this is still a search and rescue effort.
When somebody's missing in action in the military, you're missing until you're found. And we don't stop the search. And so I think that that's what's happening. Those first responders are breaking their back. Trying to find anybody they can.
Elected officials in Florida pledged to conduct multiple investigations into the collapse, including a grand jury investigation. Weeks before the building collapsed, the president of its board wrote structural problems identified in a 2018 inspection had gotten significantly worse, and owners needed to pay a hefty price to get them fixed. A grand jury has declined to indict a former Georgia state trooper who shot and killed a black man last year after trying to pull him over for a broken taillight. Officers shot and killed a man who pulled a gun as they tried to keep him out of a complex of marijuana farms in an area of far northern California where thousands of people were ordered evacuated because of a wildfire. 23-time Grand Slam champion Serena Williams is out at Wimbledon. She injured her leg in a first-round match. Seattle Mariners pitcher Hector Santiago has been suspended for 10 games. It's the first punishment under Major League Baseball's crackdown on foreign substances. This is AP News. Germany is in the grips of severe weather. Buildings were damaged.
Thunderstorms hit Germany late on Monday, and torrential rains poured down on the southern and western parts of the country, leading to dozens of accidents and hundreds of firefighter operations throughout the night. In Stuttgart, parts of the roof and several statues of the city's historic opera house were thrown to the ground by the winds. Altogether, rescue teams were called in more than 330 times in Stuttgart, with regional train services also interrupted for hours. Across much of the affected region, felled trees have had to be cut and removed by firefighters. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A four-month-old baby boy from Florida, Zane Cahan, is the new spokesbaby for the Gerber Baby Food Company and has been given the title of Chief Growing Officer after winning a baby photo contest. Zane is also Gerber's chief taste tester. Ed Donahue, AP News.